Hallelujah. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, everyone. Shall we lift up our two hands, everyone, and give God thanks for saying the last Sunday of the month of July. Give him glory and praise. There is none like him. Celebrate him. Magnify him. Thank you, Jesus. Would you ask him to speak to you this morning, everybody? In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Jesus, watch over your world this morning. Amen. By your word, locate each one of us. Amen. Right our wrongs. Amen. Keep us from error. Amen. Get us on your highway of life. Grant us the meekness to receive your word. Amen. And take all the glory. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. The one thing to keep remembering before we sit down is this. This book is ordained a guide of destiny. This book, the Bible, it's not to inform us, but to direct us on the right way to go in our journey. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So the word comes to show us kingdom principles that makes living profitable. They call it doctrines. The word comes to warn us of dangers ahead. Comes to correct us when we are swaying and straying away. And comes to instruct us. Not advisors. That's the only sense of this book. All scriptures is given by the inspiration of God. The principles thereof, kingdom principles, are profitable. The reproofs or the warnings thereof are profitable. The corrections are profitable. The instructions are profitable. Every part of it. Jesus, help me to continue to see this book as my guide in life. Help me continue to see the principles of this book as the most profitable way to go. Help me to see, to embrace your warnings and not fall into a ditch. Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, help me to receive your correction with meekness and help me to embrace your instructions, the only way forward. Pray that prayer, please. Don't watch anybody. You have your life to live. You are absolutely responsible. I'm absolutely responsible for the outcome of my life. Help me to see this book as my guide in life. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and get seated, please. The Bible, our most reliable guide of life. That's been our teaching series, and we're on part four today. Our most reliable guide of life. Those who toy with the guide of scriptures, they mostly end up as toys in the world. Whosoever honors my word, I will honor. Whosoever despises my word, I will lightly esteem. Because God and his word are the same. Our relevance, our impact, is a function of how much of this world we allow to lead our ways. If you will diligently hearken to my voice, my word, observe to do what I ask you to do, it has power to set you on high above all nations of the world. That's how enormous the life transforming power of this book is, with capacity to set an ordinary person above all nations of the earth. Please allow your spirit man to open up. These are not written to high you up, to hike you up. That there is enough in that book to set a man above all nations of the earth. The Lord spoke to me 40 years ago, 1984, from that scripture. Deuteronomy 21, there's a place for you on top if you're interested. That's what they call a man. He picks the word and addresses it to you. He picks the word and addresses it to you. There's a place for you, my son, if you're on top, if you're interested. I'm interested, Lord. Says, then, whatever I tell you to do, do it. So that is the key. Whatever I tell you to do, do it. Whether you feel like it or not, it is the only way to go. It's the only way to go. Pride is a destroyer. You don't want to be destroyed, keep off. From pride. Keep off. Keep off. Keep off. Whether secret pride or open pride, keep off. That's how powerful the guide of this manual can be. It has capacity to set anyone, no matter how ordinary he may appear, above all nations. And bring you under heavy blessings that will come to you and overtake you. You'll be blessed in the city, blessed outside the city. Your field, your storehouse, your body. That's how loaded this manual is. So all we are doing is we are decoding it by the Holy Ghost. We are decoding the content of this book by the Holy Ghost. We are unraveling the password to access it. It's loaded. It's loaded. Subscribing so the guide of scriptures creates a great future. Creates a great future. Lord, show me the secret of kingdom prosperity. My son, my prosperity plan is not a promise. It doesn't answer to prayers for prayer warriors. Because you grow up by everything by prayer, everything by prayer, everything. Everything by prayer. You don't have to think. It has no respect for fasting. We were all raised up as fasting machines. That blew my theology. It's a covenant. Until your part is played, I am not committed. In my family, we stop divorce by sacrifices. Because you know what it is? It tosses it around. So it's not about money, it's about life. It's time to be awake as God continues to decode this thing. As you open your heart by the Holy Spirit. It's so sweet. I was so sure of a place for me in space 40 years ago when we could be described as below sea level. I was too sure. I announced it. You know my problem. When God shows me something, I announce it. So you can imagine people winking their nose. I'm talking of April 1984. April 84, we were not 40 people in the church. And I'm sure one of us is here who was there at the beginning. Something entered me when he spoke to me. You know, it's time to let God speak to you, sir. And the Spirit entered me when he spoke unto me. He speaks to you and he sticks. We started some certification program at ELDC. 43 nations were on it, including Russia and China. Whatever I tell you to do, do it. It's your access to the topmost top in life. Whatever I tell you to do, do it. You know, I told the Lord, if it's not your university, tell me, I will tear this certificate now. He said, it is I. I won't do nonsense because somebody else is doing it. We have never copied anybody in this world. Whatever I tell you only, do it. You won't sweat. Don't do what I told them, do what I tell you. Somebody's story changing. Amen. May you be guided forever by the scriptures.
Amen.
May you allow the principles of scripture dictate your steps in life. May you embrace the corrections of scriptures with delight. Amen. May you take the warnings of scripture seriously. Amen. And may you keep applying yourself to the instructions of scripture. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. As we all know, there are two sides to the coin in every part of the world. Two football teams are here, head or tail. They threw the coin, and everybody said, you have to start. If it's tail, you have to come back in. So one is either wrong or right. So one is either wrong or right. That's why we need divine guidance. Life is a marketplace. So he gave them talent to go and trade. They trade in the market. And after some time, he returned. One said, I've made 10 more. The other one, 5. One was indolent. He buried it. 7 absconded forever. Only 20% made anything out of it. That's only 20% made the head. Others, tail, if they existed. A pound is a coin. You either choose what makes the head, or you have chosen the tail unawares. in the name of Jesus, because you are redeemed for the top. A city set on a hill that cannot be healed. You are not redeemed for the bottom. May you embrace what secures your place on top. Interestingly, the same applies in the kingdom according to scriptures. We only have one choice between life and death, blessings and curses. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. I lay before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life. Choose life, head or tail. Choose life. That thou mayest live and thy seed. You cannot be on the right side of the road and the wrong side at the same time. Either on the right side or you're on the wrong side. On the wrong side of the road, you are subject to arrest and assault. Stop! Park. I'm going to the hospital for what? Die here. What are you doing on the wrong road? Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 32 to 33, please. Ye shall observe to do therefore, as the Lord your God has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right side or to the left. That you shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that you may live, that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess. You are either right or wrong. Lord, help me to secure the right way to go at all times in my life. Help me. Help me. When one does not choose life, he has chosen death consciously or otherwise, as with the case of salvation. Whosoever has the Son of God has life, so has not the Son of God has not life. 1 John 5, 11 and 12. One either chooses to secure eternal life or reject it to procure eternal damnation. It's a choice. If one does not choose what procures blessings, he has chosen curses unawares. If you hearken to my voice, all these blessings will come to you. If you will not hearken to my voice, all these curses will come. Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 13, and then 15 to 66. The curseless shall not come. Yes, there are diabolical curses, there are enchantments and spells. But there are many self-inflicted causes. There are many self-inflicted causes. May we all continue to escape. If anyone will not choose to serve the living God, that is the true God, he has chosen to serve dead gods, including the gods of gold. It's a choice. There's no neutral place, sir. There's no neutral place in the race of life. You are either on this side or you're on that side. So choose this day when you shall serve. Choose this day. I said that covenant hour prayer yesterday that if your organization promises to buy a car for people in your cadre, you don't stop going to work waiting for that promise. They will sack you for waiting. You lose your place in that organization, and the car is not in view forever because you're no longer in their service. You don't start waiting for harvest. You secure your place in stewardship to secure your place in continuous harvest. Amen. Blessed is that man who is so, when he comes, shall find so doing, not so did, so doing. He must find you on duty to secure your reward. Serving God is not a religious activity. Amen. It's a business. Serving God is business. Serving God is business. Romans 12, verse 11. He said, be not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving God. It's business. Christ said, don't you think I was about my father's business? Was he a contractor?
No, sir.
A supplier?
No.
Be professional? Chartered? Business. Simple. His name shall be called Jesus, which shall save people from their sins. Business. Matthew 1:21. For this purpose of the Son of Man manifest that he may destroy the works of the devil. That's his business. 1 John 3:8. Serving God is business. It's not something you do waiting for something to happen. It's something you keep doing to keep things happening. Something you keep doing to keep things happening. Something you keep doing to keep things happening. I thank Christ my Lord who has enabled me and helped me to sustain my passion for him and for his kingdom. I've never needed encouragement, and you cannot discourage me. I saw myself pursuing after souls at the age of 19, and for 72 days, a church was built. I had no calling to ministry. I needed to see souls saved. I've been on the reward platform ever since I knew myself. Why? I don't beg. And I don't have to pity me. They are not to pity about my life. Nothing. I'm enjoying myself. You may not think so. That's your own way. I'm enjoying myself. I still get on the street today. And I'm younger than before. You better wake up. These principles are the only way to secure your principal place. Serving you is my desire. I won't be holding back at all. Responding to your call. You better make it your desire. I'm not being blessed by a church. Thou shalt serve the Lord your God and he shall bless. He shall bless. He shall. I've been doing it before. I knew anything about church. He shall bless. You are going about running crusade without a budget. He shall be. You are trekking the footpath to reach out to the villages. He shall bless. He shall bless. Kingdom principles, the only way to secure your principal place has prepared for you. It's prepared for you. It's set for you. You shall be the head and not the tail. It's prepared. I said an angel to go before you to bring to the place that I've prepared for you. So it's prepared. Your place on top is secure. waiting for you. Fill it up. When he showed me what I call the jackpot of life, some 48 years ago, Matthew 6:33 became the golden rule of my life. I've not had one regret for it. Please note, we live in a kingdom of choice. You cannot serve two masters. You have to choose one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Matthew 6:24. Beware, one wrong step can wreck your whole destiny. This is why the subject of divine guidance is vital, particularly with this as your checklist. This is your checklist for safe flight. Yes. You are getting ready for a takeoff. You don't fly a plane without going through the checklist. This is more than enough. Ever reliable. The content here will never go stale. It lives and abides forever. Your destiny is secure. What makes the Bible the most reliable guide of life? This manual, the Bible, contains spiritual seeds that it produces in the life of whosoever believes. The words here are spiritual seeds, like corn, like wheat. Jesus said, the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. Any word you receive in the good ground of your heart, honest heart, not make them see me kind. Any seed of the word that you receive in your good and honest heart is bound to reproduce after its kind. Born to reproduce after his kind. Luke 8:11. And verse 3 says, it will bring forth with patience, with patience. Because it's the incorruptible seed. That word means indestructible. Any seed of the word you receive and sow into your good and honest heart is bound to reproduce. I receive the word on church growth is bound to reproduce. I ran 16 seminars back to back. Church grew to 70, to 90, sorry. It's bound to produce. Yes, it does that in phases. But it's bound to produce. By the following year, we hit 500. It's bound to produce. Yes, sir. The year that follows, we cross 1,000. It's bound to produce. And now we have an average of 1,000 people registered for membership in this church every Sunday. It's bound to happen. It is our hit and run mentality that has grounded us. I think I've tried. Who told you? No. You can't write an exam and mark it. You are busy marking your exam and giving yourself pass mark. That's your cup of tea. You wrote the exam, you now wrote your result. You send it to yourself. You know, there are so many devices now. Your result, A++. And then the finish marking, you say, F, F, F. F to the third power. Stop marking your scripts. It's illegal. It's abuse. Eh? That's abuse.
Yes, sir.
Stop marking your scripts. I've done all I should do. All right. So God is now lying. No. What lack I yet? Only me pass. Move a pass. What lack I yet? Say, sit down. Get books on this subject. Don't read on your bed. Where you put on your sometimes you put saliva on. Sit down on the desk. Carry your note, you're a student. Can't sleep. Praise God. That's the way to go. Some young person from Uniben came to me that was leaving the campus. God has called her to ministry. I said, no problem. Get this book, Understanding Vision. He got to page 20. He says, I understand it now. Page 20 of that book. He has seen one vision will wreck her destiny forever. Read this thing. I said, I'll talk to you tomorrow. He came and said, I've seen it. Page 20. I'm going back to school. I told them to bring the books on divine direction because you have never read it. You're beaten about the bush for nothing. God, you miss it, you miss it. You don't use age to pass the exam. Your son can beat you. The same exam. You read a accounting exam. Your son has passed. There's your only main three. You go again the following year. Your second child has passed. They say, Baba, what is wrong with you? They don't use age to pass exams. They don't use experience to pass exams. I've been going about in planes for years, commercial, chartered, private. I can't turn anything in the plane. The young people are applying it. I've been in ministry before they were born, but they know it. I said, they know it.
Yes.
If they say they're not flying, I said, what do you mean? You won't go anywhere. You'll be on the ground there because they know it. So most of the thing, particularly in Africa, we over-glorify age. You see, I've been a Christian for the past, how many years old? I say you don't know this in your way, Christian. It's not, I know you're a Christian. I say, you know, say my people are destroyed. That is Christians. For lack of knowledge. I will stop anytime and then we go home. Praise God. You read the remaining in books. Kenneth Hagin has many books on divine direction. I have a few. That may be a blessing to you. Over to you. The content of this manual has unlimited capacity to create what it says, well received and believes, and believed. It has capacity to create. It's not looking for the solution. It creates it. When you receive the instruction of this manual and believe it, it creates what it says. And the Lord said, and the Lord saw, And the Lord said, and the Lord saw, and the Lord said, and the Lord saw, and the Lord saw everything that he said. And behold, they were very good. So what he says when received and believes, he creates. What he says when received and believed, he creates it. So it's not just mere instruction. It's the creative capacity that's back of it. The world is the most reliable manual for commanding exploits. Arise, shine, for your light is come. A little one among you shall become a thousand. A small one, a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten in his time. Isaiah 60, 1 to 22. And the entrance of his word is what gives light. So when you operate by the light of scriptures, you command exploits without sweat. Daniel 11:32, those who do wickedly against the covenant, he will corrupt them with flatteries. They end up as mockeries. But those who do know the covenants of their God and keep their part of it, they shall be strong and they shall do what? We have here in this church today an army of men and women of exploits. And you are one of them. Yeah. All you do is recognize the world as a covenant pact. This is God's covenant pact with his people. My people, come on. I have this for you if you will do this. I have. That's the covenant. All this story of Greek and Hebrew is not it. The covenant is, hey, I have this deal for you if you will do this. Amen. I'm going to empower you for what? If you will keep the terms of the covenant of abundance. I fully paid for your health and vitality if you will understand where and what to do to secure it. Come on now. I have a success deal for you if you will take note of what it takes to succeed. That's the covenant. It's not that, you know, covenant in Hebrew, in Greek. You don't need to know Greek. See covenant as a deal enacted by God based on well-defined terms and see with an oath.
Yes, sir.
What is that? That's the covenant in the Greek, in the Hebrew, in Germany.
Yes, sir.
So you can't be doing what you like and expect him to do something. He won't do something. You do what he says. Thank you, Jesus. Am I speaking to someone here? Don't go your way. It may be costly. Therefore, to be guided by scriptures, be diligent in study and meditation of the word in all areas of interest. Settle down. Go to a Christian bookstore and search out materials that address your areas of concern. Check out on the author whether he has proof for what he's talking about or not. Settle down and study. You have only one life to live. You waste it, you waste it. You won't waste your life. Greater days lie ahead of you. Everything that looks like mockery will be turned to glory. For your shame, you shall have double glory. As you study, be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is saying, and then he will guide your steps. Remember, God still speaks to us through his word today. It provides the needed guides towards making critical decisions in our lives. Ask him. He said, they think to go down to you without taking counsel at my mouth. So they got frustrated at the end of the day. Don't jump at your fence. Allow God to lead you. Lift up your right hand and give God thanks. Thank him for light. Would you? Thank him for light. Thank him for giving you the book that guides your way to the topmost top in life. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, everybody. Today is our covenant day of fruitfulness. When one is born again, he becomes a seed of Abraham and a partaker of the blessings of Abraham. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, Galatians 3, 13 and 14, by being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every man that hangs on the tree. Among the blessings of Abraham is supernatural fruitfulness. Can I have you say that with me? Call it by name, supernatural fruitfulness. And we saw that in him, that after it has ceased to be with Sarah, after the manner of women, and now Abraham was as good as dead. It's talking about low sperm count, zero sperm count. Yet Isaac came. No matter the negative verdict on your case, Jesus will write them off today. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 14. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male nor female barren among you or among your cattle. These were the words to the seed of Abraham. They are God's commandment to his covenant people. And Galatians 3:29, if ye be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, and he has according to the promise. If you are saved, you have become a seed of Abraham with access to all that God said to Abraham. We have been redeemed from the curse of the law, and among the curses is the curse of barrenness. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 18. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body, the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. But Christ has redeemed us from this curse. So this curse has not got a hold on your life. No. Can't stand. The cross of barrenness has been crushed. So your freedom is today. All that came here with their baby items, can I have you to put them on your lap? Put them on your lap. The cross of barrenness is lifted. Your fruitfulness is settled in the covenant of Abraham. Also, we understand that serving God secures the fruitfulness right of the believer. Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God. He shall bless your bread and your water. I will take sickness away from you. You shall not be barren, nor cast a young, no miscarriage, no stillbirth. And the number of your days I will fulfill. That's you. Every truth you receive and believe in your heart, you are empowered to manifest. Are you a seed of Abraham? You are not permitted to be barren. Are you serving Christ? It's part of your authentic reward. Psalm 127, verse 3. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. So we are rewarded with fruitfulness for serving God. You are serving God in one capacity or another. It's not unrighteous to forget our input. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I decree your fruitfulness as a reward from your stewardship. Yeah. Again, as long as we are planted in the house of God, don't go about to be planted. We are going to continue to bear fruit even until old age. Psalm 92, verse 12. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like it said in Lebanon, verse 13. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, is my rock, and there's no righteousness in him. That's you. Be planted. I've not checked anywhere else since he saved my soul. Be planted. I've not sold my life to false prophets with long rods since he saved my soul 55 years ago. Be planted. Since he called me to ministry, I've not checked on any other source of help in my life. In my life. Satan has no part in me. Be planted. Be planted. What care about don't have a place with God. Be planted. Ours is not the only church in the world. Be planted in the church of Christ. Be planted. Be planted. All right, I don't have time. You will soon have time. But you don't have time for trouble.
Amen.
You are caught outside the city of refuge in trouble. Be planted. All this running up and down, running for nothing. When I stand and say, which is accursed, I have the authority. They have no part in my life. Somebody wants to be married, he's going up and down. He says, my mom who told me, mama will get you into trouble. And he's old, he will soon go. He will leave you inside the trouble. I know him whom I believe. And I'm persuaded. Don't pity me for nothing. I know my God never lies. It's your turn at last. The good news is, everyone needs to repent for wandering after another God for any reason. Because oppression makes the wise man foolish. Get out of it. Those that be planted in the house of God, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. For everyone on the line for Miracle Children, today is declared your day. Yeah. You want your own Daniel and Daniela, you are having it today. Yeah. You desire your own down three boys, you're having them today. Receive this engrafted word with meekness. Receive it. It's not there to bamboozle you. It's there to show you the way to go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. It's part of all these things that others are dying to get. They are added for free. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, your labor must speak for you this year. That my daughter was bleeding for 8 weeks. They kept declaring the word of God. You bled only once. It has gone again. When you faint in the day of trouble, your strength is small. He said, he heard me say, you are not pregnant with blood, you are pregnant with babies. What you saw is like nose bleeding. You don't have to be pregnant to know nose bleed. If your nose is bleeding, it's bleeding. Is that miscarriage? How many men have seen nose bleeding before when you were growing up? Did you miscarry? What are you carrying? It's excess blood. You see, in this church, somebody knew was pregnant, they delivered. The day he delivered, this is the God we serve.
Yes, sir.
She didn't know she was pregnant, so no antinata. That's quite economical.
Yes.
What are you carrying? You see now, Papa said, in 4 weeks. Papa. Amen. Anything I see you can't find in the Bible, throw it away. I'm only decoding the word to you. I'm not manufacturing my word. The day you believe this, you are saved. Isn't it? Can Jesus ask you to come back tomorrow? Because you are saved enough people today. The day you believe for your healing, the day you are healed. Then you receive and believe what of fruitfulness the day you are fruitful. Don't listen to the devil, listen to God. I've heard you in the accepted time, the day of salvation of God. Behold, now the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. We serve a God of today.
Yes,
I said, today is your day.
Amen.
Can I have you say a loud amen?
Amen.
Now, help me say this. I want to go home with you. The day one believes.
The day one believes.
Is the day Jesus saves him.
The day Jesus saves him.
The day he believes.
The day he believes.
For healing.
For healing.
Is the day Jesus heals him.
The day Jesus heals him.
The day he believes him.
The day he believes him.
For fruitfulness.
For fruitfulness.
Is the day he becomes fruitful.
Is the day he becomes fruitful.
No waiting. No waiting. No waiting. Today marks the end of your waiting. Today marks the end of your waiting. Therefore, for all the daughters of Zion in the house, that on the life of miracle children, be fruitful. Multiply. Replenish the earth. Thank you, Jesus. But joy is required to secure our fruitfulness. Anna rose up and took bread, and her countenance was no more sad. Then God remembered her. Therefore, cheer up! Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say what? Rejoice. Rejoice evermore. One vital proof of the entry of the world is joy. Thy words were found, I did eat them, and they became the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Have you found the word today? That day you believe, the day you are saved, the day you believe for healing, the day you are healed. Somebody came in our church years ago. I went to this church, I was not here. I took the microphone. How many remember that testimony? I said, stop that. The same Jesus in that church, the same Jesus here. The day you believe is the day you are healed. So we belong to one body, one family. Amen. May you make today your day.
Amen.
This covers barrenness in all areas. Barrenness in your career, in your business, it covers all barrenness in all areas. May you make today your day.
Amen.
Your day of all-round fruitfulness.
Amen.
Including fruitful health.
Amen.
Abundance of peace.
Amen.
Joy unspeakable full of glory.
Amen.
May you make today your day.
Amen.
Give the Lord a big hand of praise. It's over.
Amen.
Your case is finally settled.
Amen.
It's over.
Amen.
Remember, your father is the sole baby maker. It is he that has made us. Us means every living being. And not we ourselves. We are his people and the flock of his pasture. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139, verse 14. It's not IVFs that make children. Otherwise, what? So many. Failed IVFs. Before I formed thee in the womb, I knew thee. So we were formed by him, the potter. Jeremiah 1:5. The maker of babies have come to release your own today. So name your expected babies. Name them now. Name them now. Maybe you call some name before theoretically. Name it now by faith. Name your babies or baby, whichever you desire, by name. Name them. Daniel and Daniela came. Name them. Name them with faith in your heart. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, every seed of physical barrenness, life of anyone is declared over today.
Amen.
And I decree spiritual turnaround for every other area or areas of barrenness.
Amen.
In anyone's life.
Amen.
Christ is our weep not savior. He said, weep not, for the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Your tears stop here today.
Amen.
Today marks the end of your tears.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift up your right hand to heaven and give God thanks, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. What a day. In your presence, we celebrate you. We magnify you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. We serve a covenant-keeping God. The question is, are you a seed of Abraham? That is the root of our heritage of fruitfulness. If you be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed. Are you a seed of Abraham? You can become one today, free of charge. Price already fully paid. So wherever you are, Jesus, save my soul. I'd like to pray with you. Jesus, I'm returning back to my root. I'm dedicating my life to you today. Also stand to your feet. Wherever you are, Jesus, save my soul, stand to your feet. You want to give your life to Christ today? You want to be listed among the seed of Abraham today? You want to secure your place of fruitfulness in the covenant? Stand to your feet. You want to dedicate your life to Christ today? Stand to your feet. Some have gone far to the left. Recover yourself today. Recover yourself today. Jesus has the answer to all of our questions in life. God bless you. Somebody else is standing up wherever you are. I'm praying for you right there where you are. Jesus wants to save you. He wants to restore you back to himself. Amen. For everyone standing, please bow your heads for a moment. Lift up your right hand to heaven and pray this simple prayer of faith after me. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it loud, Lord Jesus, save my soul. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Today, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And I believe my sins are now forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored back to the faith. I'm now a child of God. I'm not a seed of Abraham. And fruitfulness is my portion in redemption. Thank you for saving me. Amen. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray this prayer. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Remain covered against any further satanic assaults on your life. Grace to run the race to the end is imparted on your life. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Congratulations. Please get seated. Fill out the little slips given to you with your name clearly inscribed, your telephone number. I want to be part of your joy and help us of your faith. Give us that privilege. At the end of this service, we have a card with you there. God, we love you card. Take that to any of the major entrances. We have some tents there marked New Converts Tent. The church has some gift items for you. You call off in that place for a moment. You submit that card. They give you the gift from the church. It will help identify your life. Secondly, Believers Foundation class now holds on Saturday. That's to address all of us that are in the walking class. Saturday in the morning, 7:30 a.m. So simple. You go only once, 7:30 to 9:30, and you are done. Make it a date. Online is not as effective as on-site. Make it a date. We have it across our various districts and other selected centers. You'll be informed. Endeavor to be there 7:30 in the morning and be blessed as you do. Would you stand to your feet? Every point of contact brought to this service for the fruit of the womb, they are hereby turned to babies. Help me put them like this for those who brought theirs. Someone brought three items the other time and returned with three babies. Now, in the precious name of Jesus, who never lies, your fruitfulness is delivered today. As a seed of Abraham, you are not permitted to remain barren. So the seed of barrenness is destroyed. As one that serves God in one capacity or another is part of your reward. Therefore, be rewarded with fruitfulness. You will testify. You must testify. There shall be commotion of children's dedication. in 9 months time. And your own is listed. Your own is delivered. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Every other barren area of any man's life is declared fruitful today. As you allow God to guide your steps, you never know dryness anymore. Even till old age, your life will remain fruitful. Your endeavors will remain fruitful. Your health will remain fruitful. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Congratulations. Congratulations. Help me congratulate one another right there. Congratulate your neighbor on your right, on your left. Your day of fruitfulness is here. No more dry season. No more barren area. Hallelujah. Congratulations. 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 Amen. Lift up your two hands. The week is declared your week. Everything works in your favor this week. Your reward is sure. Just stay on duty. Keep serving God with all your heart. He never lies. It's coming your way. It's coming your way. It's coming your way. No distractions this week. It's declared a week of favor. So shall it be. Shall we together share the goodness of the Lord in fellowship?
Praise God, fortune is my portion in 2024. Congratulations, amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go. Be blessed as you do. If you came in after the worship offering, there are officials around the altar and various exits carrying late offering tags. Do well to drop your offering and be blessed as you do. All of our new converts, don't forget to take the We Love You card you have been given to any of the new convert tents outside the major entrances to the tabernacle. You drop the card and pick up the gift item that is waiting for you. If you want to share your testimony in the second service, quickly rush to any of the major entrances to the tabernacle. Our pastors are waiting there to document your testimonies. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Choir.
Christ.